Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.
Some audio came out over the weekend, and if you're on the internet, you might have pressed play. Is this the voice of Mexican artist Frida Kahlo?
Con su cabeza asiática, sobre la que nace un pelo oscuro, tan delgado y fino que parece flotar en el aire, es un niño grande.
Previously, it's been thought that there is not one recording of Frida Kahlo, an artist whose work influenced so many people, inspired and impacted on so many people. So we're here to get to the bottom of this. We've got Dr. Anthony White, Senior Lecturer of Art History at the University of Melbourne, on the phone. Hi, Anthony.
Hello there.
Where is this clip taken from?
So it's a radio program created in Mexico during the 1950s called The Bachelor. And
not the same as our The Bachelor, is it?
Don't think so, although I think Frida and Diego probably outdid any of the antics you'll see on television in Australia.
You're right. They were had a very tumultuous relationship.
Extremely tumultuous. There was a lot of affection there. I think it was very genuine, but there was a lot of theatrics as well. To give you a sense of what that was like, Diego slept with Frida's sister Christina at some point, so there was a lot of good and bad blood between.
Yeah,
but great art. You know, the main thing is I think the passion informs the artworks. The life is another thing, of course. But
well, that's true. And she had a lot of struggle in her life. But what she's saying in the clip, and do you think it's her?
Well, I'm an art historian, so I've never heard. And I'm not sure anybody in recent years has heard her speak since her death. I don't think there's another recording around. I could be wrong. I can't really say if it is her or not, but it does correspond, that words correspond with the published text that it's drawn from, which was an essay by Frida Kahlo herself about Diego Rivera, which was published in an exhibition catalogue in 1949 for an exhibition held in Mexico City. And, the text is quite, zany and passionate in the way we'd sort of expect from Frida Kahlo, but also very articulate.
So do you suspect it might be her or somebody voicing her reading from the essay?
Well, the essay is published by her, so I mean, it's possible that they staged somebody to do it. In that case, we'd have to say it's a organised fraud. I doubt it myself, because it's from 1953-54, which is a long time before, the incredible fame of Frida Kahlo, which has grown and grown and grown and never goes away. I don't know whether, given that she was relatively insignificant compared to today, whether someone would bother, to confect a new one. So I think, I'm going to take a punt and say it probably is her.
Take a punt.
She has such a youthful voice.
I think
lovely.
That's why people were surprised, because she was a well-known smoker and drinker.
And
not to say that makes everyone sound husky, but I think people were quite surprised, if it is her, that she sounds so bright.
Well, I don't know if you saw those colour photographs that were published recently in conjunction with an exhibition. When she was in her 30s and 40s, she was absolutely ravishing and delightful. She had this incredibly worldly expression, but also sort of doll-like. She had so it wouldn't surprise me if she had an unnaturally youthful or impish-sounding voice, because you look at her photographs from from the 30s, 40s.
Yeah.
She looks like someone you could meet walking down, sort of hipster part of an Australian metropolitan city.
That is so true, and that corresponds with that voice. So, Dr. Anthony, I love your positivity. We are going to take it as an absolutely possibly good scenario. Thanks for your time, Anthony. Anthony is a senior curator and senior lecturer, I should say, of art history at the Uni of Melbourne.
Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.